Well, good morning. You're on the air with Ellie Stewart and Leota Rizzo. Leota, did I pronounce your name correctly?
No, you didn't. However, it's Leota Rasul. My name is Leota Rasul. Yes.
Well, thank you. Today, you are going to be talking to us about one of your products, which is a frequency water. And I am so enthusiastic about these frequency waters because I have definitely tested out several. We're going to highlight three or maybe even four of them today, as well as talk about building your own pyramid. And one of the products that we actually have is what we call a pyramid connector. So I want to ask you, Leota, how did you get into the mindset to create these frequency waters, and tell us exactly what they are and how we use them?
Well, that's a lot of questions. However, this is a love affair that has been going on for over 20 years. I am a shaman, and as a shaman, I work very closely with the earth. And my ally is water. And so I have been guided through many, many iterations of how to work with water in various ways. And in fact, on my website, ofthesun.org, I have a free download of a book I've written called Liquid Life about water. And I've been through many understandings of water, of structuring water with frequencies to bring, it's not so much, our water is polluted in our world more because we are a people who are, our exhaust is the filth that we see in our water. We're so out of balance. Our world is, so to say, on fire. We're consumed with the idea of mechanisms that have to do with fire. So we're a society that our water is distressed because of our consumption and our absorption with fire. So these realities were very clear to me, and what you're seeing in the frequency waters is a solution to a society on fire. So having the understanding that water is a living consciousness, I have been able to work with water in many ways over many years, and some of the most exciting work I did was with structuring water. I learned how to structure water with the sound of the sun. I learned that we could structure water outside in the sun in blue containers, and I learned many things concerning water, and water moved me forward using many other natural products, other aspects of the earth, and other aspects of nature. And in my pursuit of solving the issue of living in the Western world is a world that worships fire, so to say, and being allied with water, I was given a lot of information on how to calm the flame of our society that the direct result of the society being on fire is that our water is corrupted and has fallen asleep. But in fact, you know, we are born in a body of water and we never really leave it. We're in the umbilical, we're connected to our mothers through our umbilical cord in a sack of structured water. And then we're born into a world that has water above us and water below us, water all around us in the atmosphere. So the beauty and the divinity of who we are and our experience in this universe is just extraordinary when we think about how every aspect of it is touched by water. So my love of water has brought me to this understanding of the frequency waters. And during the process of this hot and heavy affair I'm having with water, I was introduced to a body of knowledge that I was studying called The Patterns, and I've written a book called The Patterns where I was introduced to the frequencies in nature. And in this particular method, the frequencies in nature were drawn on two-dimensional surfaces. And I was introduced to the idea that I could touch the surface and feel the frequency of a plant that had healing benefit, and that that could be conveyed to people by having these patterns drawn on paper. They touch them, and then they would get the healing from them. And I was completely absorbed and mesmerized by the clarity and the simplicity of being able to print a book, and then a person could touch the page on the book, which represented an aspect of nature in the plant kingdom, and they could receive the frequency. That then led me to learning that those frequencies could be added to water. And that's where this whole process began. The frequencies that are in the water all exist in nature. All of them exist already in nature. All of them already are aspects that are available to all of us on the planet. However, most of us who live in the third dimension, we are in the bandwidth of television and the electromagnetic frequencies that are being given to us or force-fed to us from our cultural mass consciousness. So most of us are lacking many of the frequencies that exist in nature that would be extremely beneficial to our humanness and to our divinity. So the frequencies that are in the water are these larger layered ideas of frequencies that exist in nature that are solving the issue of living in a fire culture that's obsessed with fire, that it produces, that poops out pollution into our waterways. So this is a solution to an issue that was brought to me through the love of water. So I don't know if I've answered that, but I know that this is something I rarely talk about, so I'm happy for the opportunity.
Yes, I never really thought about it from that aspect. I do understand. I do have a love of water also. I remember very early on having this light above my head, above the crown, and it made my scalp so sensitive. The only thing that would calm me down was the ability to be able to have water in that area. Now, of course, that was before I even realized that I was to do Akashic work. But and that light, that beam of light that was there was the beam from the Akasha. But the water, I do understand what you're saying about the love of water and having the relationship with water. Of course, mine is not as intense as yours. I can almost feel the vibration of water over here as you speak about it. Because think about what the body is made out of. I mean, you know, I don't think people realize that they are over 70% water. And so, and the water flows through you. And when you are dehydrated, it compromises you as a being. So that is something that we really need to stop and kind of think about and not have so much fire in our water. So you took the idea and the frequencies and combined it into water. Is that not correct?
Yes, this is a marriage. This is an intimate This is one of those hot and heavy love affairs that, you know, fire meets or frequency meets water, and they are producing the frequency waters as their babies. This is a master love affair going on here, and it doesn't have. I'm an observer in this divine dance that I'm just so thrilled to be a part of. I cannot express to you the honor that I experienced from having the ability to work in this area, because all of these things are available to all of us. And in fact, that's the gift. The gift is that when you experience frequency waters, you become that frequency. This is a gift that really keeps giving. This is an opportunity to interact with what is missing, and then you have it, and you don't have to. This is not modern medicine where you have to take it until you die. This is that you use it and you become it, and then you can move on and get the next thing that you need. This is such a blessing to be involved in this level of healing. It's just a wonderful place for me to live here. And yes, it's a hot and heavy love affair, and it's quite passionate.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about some of the frequency waters that you have given birth to, because I know I've had several experiences with one in particular that I definitely want to highlight today in our conversation, and that is the frequency water called Ancestor. Can you speak a little bit about the creation of that and what its focus is, and then I'll tell you what my experience has been with that?
Absolutely. I'd like to just say that I don't create any of these things. These things exist. And already the relationship that we have with our ancestors in Western culture is so misunderstood and not acknowledged. And in my work, I am often prompted to share with the clients I work with that it's necessary that they build a small altar to honor their ancestors. Because the ancestors are standing all around them all the time, and I see them. And
yeah,
the ancestors are experiencing their difficulties, their hiccups, their crisis, their pain, and they are frazzled from trying to heal their colds. And in our culture, as in the indigenous cultures are aware of this, but in our culture, no one gives a thought to thinking about their grandmother or recognizing that they may actually be their great-grandmother, that this is such an important part of our energetic heritage, that and it's so overlooked that this was wonderful to bring it forward. So I didn't create the frequency of ancestors. This is the frequency that our ancestors are in when they're around us. So what actually is taking place is that I have the privilege of being able to recognize and reproduce the frequency that our ancestors already exist in, and then give it to you in a carrier or a delivery system that makes it easy for you to experience it. And so my understandings of this is that this is the womb of creation, our ancestors, that this works on our ancestral healing because we are affected six generations forward and six generations backwards by the pain and the suffering of our ancestors, especially in my situation. I can say that the pain of slavery and the pain of having been massacred as Indians, because those are both in my ancestry, that exists inside of me. This frequency, when we interact with it, allows all of us to heal in forward and backward in time, so that we can heal in this moment and heal those who have come before us, and that in that, the ones who are going to be in the future of us will be already healed. This is a magnificent understanding. So this works on the in utero patterns, what happened to us when we were in utero, while we were getting our ancestors' energy, what happened to them and their previous experiences. So it's a very comforting and kind of watery frequency, and it's useful in dissolving emotional and mental traumas that are of long standing that may have come to us in utero or may have come to us in early life. And you can heal tumors with this, and it's especially because tumors are made from embryonic tissue.
Mm-hmm.
We can gain this understanding that as embryos, we were being given our ancestral connections. And in our embryonic fluid, in our embryonic tissues, some of our issues were developed then because of our ancestry. So this frequency is just astounding, and it's one of the ones that I think should be in everyone's kit. They should have ancestors in their kit And I'd like to share with you a quote that I think is so fitting that I read a couple of years ago, and it really helped me understand this frequency. It was from a book called The Teachings of Don Carlos, and it's about the practical applications of work with Carlos Castaneda.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book, what's written is, some of us are from parents that lived and died just to have us. Their parents lived and died just to have them. When you realize the tremendous price that has been paid for your life, you can have the proper respect and awe for your parents and life itself for being alive. So this, I think, is so key that our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents deserve our honor and respect and deserve a place in our lives. So I encourage the ones I work with to have just a small space in their house somewhere where they have a picture, or even if they just put their ancestral frequency water there. They just put their frequency water there and then take a moment to send love to our ancestors to heal them. And in that process, we heal ourselves from our embryonic tissue. It really is from the womb itself of our own creation. So it's quite layered and quite deep. This frequency helps us acknowledge the love and the concern of our ancestors that surround us. And I know that you know about this because I know that you can see and feel those who have passed beyond. So you're probably very close to this understanding. And it provides us with this opportunity to extend love and appreciation to them.
This really heals
and unites us. And it dissolves their issues that have become our issues and our issues that have been magnified because of their traumas. So it's quite amazing. But one of the interesting side effects of this is that it dissolves overweight. You lose weight because these things are emotional and mental constructs. So
yeah.
It's a very effective weight loss tool. And our ancestors are constantly working to try to correct our lives, to bring us health, to bring us prosperity. And the sense of intimate connection that we have lost in our society can be reestablished with this frequency. And so I think it's very interesting. And I recently, you recommended something to me, Ellie, and I just found it just standing. You recommended a book to me called The Healing Wisdom of Africa.
And this
book is just so wonderful. And in it, the author has a small quote, if you don't mind, I'd like to share that speaks to what we're talking about.
Yes.
It says, each person needs to be nourished to nourish the ancestral fire within so that one can stay in touch with one's dreams and one's visions. And I recently wrote that. I added that quote to a small booklet I've just written on the frequency waters because not only was that book a wonderful delight and joy, and I would recommend it to anyone. And thank you so much for letting me have that experience in my life. This book is just extraordinary. But when he speaks about this, I took that quote and added it to my book on frequency waters in the ancestral portion because I think having our dreams and our visions is so important, and so many people are in denial of their dreams and their visions. And I know you work with this idea of you know, the Akasha is bringing people who are ready to know who they are. So this all fits in. I see why you wanted to talk about the ancestral spray because it fits so perfectly with the work you do in the Akasha about bringing people to know who they really are and the power of who they are.
Yes.
So this is like a preliminary step for them. So did I answer your question?
You really did. You really went deep with the understanding of the ancestor spray. And I'm so happy that you did that. I remember when I was sick and, you know, I've studied shamanism as well. And the first thing I did, I knew I was really in bad shape. The first thing I did was gather up enough strength to call forth my ancestors. And boy, did they come. And the energy and the love and the appreciation that I received from them, I was healed the next day.
This is available to everyone. And what the frequency waters does is it just helps you get to that place. And then once you have worked with this frequency and had that healing, you then have the ability to access that frequency without any, you can call upon that frequency and feel them standing behind you, moving you forward with love and appreciation.
Yes.
It's such a rich feeling that I'm just humbled by being able to work with these existing, these things that exist in nature that are overlooked or that we lack in our bandwidth.
Well, I can tell you that I have used the Ancestor Spray for about a month now. I feel like it's been about a month. It may not even have been that long because it has thoroughly absorbed into my system at this point. I still use the spray every day. And I know that what I'm about to tell you, I had shared with you a little bit earlier, but I had a cyst, a small cyst on my thyroid. And in using the spray, after about 2 weeks, I could feel something from the inside of that area pulling away. And actually, I could feel it breaking up. And at that time, I wasn't really cognizant of, wow, this has been dissolved. As I continued to use the spray, I noticed that I was able to get into different clothes. And it was actually shifting my body. And the weight in my stomach area began to, decrease. I also, and so I recommended to you today that using the spray, the Ancestor Spray, in combination also with the green and black cap, is like a win-win situation. It's like frequency heaven.
I actually agree because I've been using green and black caps for several years, and I actually agree. I have many experiences with them myself, but I guess we should talk about that, brought that up.
We'll talk about that, but I want to get back to the Ancestor Spray just briefly. Because the description here, it says that it's helpful in ancestral healing. And, you know, I teach in the Akashic Records, I teach a portion of the class on ancestral lineage and how the energy, the energetic pattern from the ancestors comes forth, and whether you know it or not, and can, depending on what that lineage is or what that energy aspect is, sometimes we are frozen in our tracks and can't move forward until we deal with the healing of our lineage, of our ancestral lineage. So this frequency border is very, very timely. The development, the creation, I say you gave birth to these frequencies because that may not be true, but I kind of like was right there with you as they were coming forth. And, I mean, the true passion and the joy that you had while you were in your creative zone was phenomenal. You also have in the description that it also is useful in healing tumors and mental trauma, as well as dissolving long-standing emotional conflicts and weight loss. Well, of course. You know, weight loss is all about emotion, especially depending on where you store the weight at. And so I had never had a stomach before. All of a sudden, here I come with this stomach, and no matter what I was doing, no matter how much I didn't eat, it was not bulging. It was not going anywhere until I started with the spray first. The Ancestor Spray. I even sprayed it on my stomach. I sprayed it. I was like, ooh-wee, I want to make sure I get the full effects of this. And it was made aware, it was made apparent to me that the weight that I was holding in that area was emotional trauma from long ago. And just this week, I have been doing nothing but releasing all of that emotional conflict. And I can actually feel myself shrinking. I don't know what the scale says, but you know how women are. Women judge their weight by the clothes that they can get on. And I can tell you this week I had on 2 pair of pants that I could not even think about putting on. And so I know that this is working. I probably need a box of just the ancestor spread so I can keep it going. But I just want to tell you just how much I appreciate this, because this is emotional stuff that this is kind of like a nice little shortcut. It doesn't mean that I'm not, you know, paying attention to what's going on, because every time I have one of these big releases, you know, I go into meditation, find out what that's about, why it's going, and thank it for being there and bringing my attention to it and releasing it and letting it go on its way. And in that aspect, it helps me go on my way. So I just want to pay homage to that.
I love what you have to say about it, and you brought to mind that I have gotten some phone calls from you in the middle of the night or in the early morning, and you're saying, you know what? I think I'm dissolving.
Okay.
And you would call me as you were going through these different aspects of what happens. And it happens in a different way for different people. Others have told me that, you know, I have a quote, in fact, for the new book, where a woman says every time she uses it, she feels how happy her ancestors are that she's using it.
Mm-hmm.
And she can feel them standing behind her. So people have different experiences with it, but all of this is very healing and an expansion and an opportunity for us to be in a larger dynamic, a larger world. And this idea of dissolving, I want to pay attention to that. Several years ago, I worked with a few people who had fibroids, and through the process, I was using food as a healing technique to dissolve the fibroids. And often there would be doctors who had already diagnosed the person and said, well, it's not possible for something that size to disappear because it has to break down in the metabolism, and it can't, you know, metabolize in that time. But it's just not true. The tumors that what you were aware of that you had,
mm-hmm.
and what other people have, these things can break down. There does seem to be, as you use this, there are different layers. You can acquire the frequencies in maybe 2 or 3 bottles, but if you keep using it, you deepen into this experience. You can be more deeply involved. So you could, when you said, you know, you could use a whole bottle, the fact of the matter is that there's no end, there's no limit to how far you can go with this. It can become something that you are really on a seeing, talking, experiencing basis with the ancestors, or you can have a passing relationship. It's really up to you. So it's quite, these are quite extraordinary. The more it's in your system, the more, or it's not even so much in your system, the more it's in your field, the more it becomes a part of your mathematical dynamic, then the greater your ability to multiply and divide is with it, so to say.
Yes. Well, let's go on to another one. Another one that that's really near and dear to me. I know we didn't talk about this one earlier, but I'm bringing it forth because I really feel that the frequency grounding is very important for anybody who is having trouble staying in their body, having a firm foundation. This frequency, I not only, ingest it, but I actually spray it on my legs to keep them sturdy.
Yes.
And I mean, it works. I have had, because I've gone through so many transformations, sometimes the foundation can get a little shaky when you are going into new territory, especially. And I did leave a livelihood of in allopathic medicine, working at a university, to come over into a whole holistic, what I call the unseen world. And so it was very shaky for me at the very beginning. And so I used the grounding in order to solidify my foundation, to help me stay more grounded, to give me strength in my foundation. And I'd like for you to actually speak about the grounding spray and some of the components or some of the areas within the body that it works best on.
Well, it's so interesting about grounding because I actually haven't, I tend not to write a lot on the hang tags and with the information because I don't want to limit anyone's ability to experience more of what's going on than what's right there in front of them. But this frequency of grounding, these frequencies are something that we see in nature in certain animals. Like with, we see grounding in sheep or in the meat of sheep and lamb, and we see grounding in buffalo. They represent this grounding to the earth, this beautiful peacefulness. But this particular frequency, it works on muscle, works on bone, it works on the joints, it works on the skin, and you can spray it on or you can rub it in. And this is something everyone needs to be grounded to the earth, especially those who are interested in becoming interested in the practices of energy practices because they stay too much above their neck. So we have to remember that we have a body and that our bodies are made from the earth, and that grounding them is a source of nourishment for us. And it helps us nourish our community because, of course, we weren't born into a world with billions of people to be alone, to be sitting in a cave somewhere meditating all the time. So we have to remember to ground so that we can be part of the mother, and then we are the children of the mother, and then the children can help each other. So this grounding is really very significant on many levels. One of the things that I haven't really written about it is that you can use it as a salve, and you can spray it on your hand, and if you can use your internal vision, it will look like coffee grounds. And you can put that, rub that into your legs or into your muscles or into your tendons, and it will operate as if you have put a salve on. And it becomes very clear. Once you start to do it, you'll have the clarity of it. I know it's a little bit of a stretch for those who haven't experienced energy in this way, but because it looks like water, but it's energetically, it can be applied externally to sprains and to any kind of fractures or anything doing with the bones, because our knowledge, our history is in our bones. This frequency is in association with that. So when you spray it on the external, on the fascia, it will go into the bones and it will get the information that's needed to bring forward all of our information, all of our human information is in our bones. And we just have forgotten how to access it. But this frequency does that. It operates to access this. And again, I haven't talked much about this, and I certainly have put it on the tag, because as you develop in it, if you're attracted to it and you go deeply into it and you're into the you know, fourth or fifth bottle of it, this is when this information will come forward.
I call it a liquid Band-Aid. Seriously, it's like it when you spray it on, it's like little pellets that go in, and I mean they wrap around the area. It's amazing.
It's also very good for pain, for external tissue, bone, muscle, tissue pain and strain. And you would apply it as if it were a stab and close your eyes and access its true color and its true function. This is, again, quite layered. And depending on how you use it, it can ground you by bringing balance to your being. If you meditate all the time and you're always in the upper quadrants of your neck and above, it can easily bring you into a grounding position. But it has so much more in it. And this is, again, one of these connections to the mother that is so soothing and so embracing and so loving that it will remove your pain just by putting your hand in it and rubbing it on the area. This is one of those extraordinary aspects of our nature that has been missing. This is something that all of us can do. We can spray this on our children when they have a scrape.
Mm-hmm.
We can experience this if we have a headache. You can go deeper in this as you understand more and more of it. So all of these things can go much deeper. I think, actually, I probably have gone even a little deeper than I needed to go in the explanation of it, but all of those who are using these, I'm so happy to hear your comments and how you feel about them. So anyone who's listening who's using these, certainly let us know.
We have two callers here, Leota. Let me see if I can get them in. Hello? Okay. Doesn't seem like anyone is saying anything. Let me see if it's... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, thanks.
Hello?
Hi. Yes, you're on the show.
I was just calling in and listening in.
Okay, that's fine. Well, Leota, why don't you go ahead and tell us about, let's do the love spray.
The love frequency?
Yeah.
No, I have two. I'm not sure which is, it's Mother's Love, which is very interesting, and then I have Love Itself.
Let's do Love Itself. Because love helps clear inappropriate emotions, and it helps you come to a new awareness. And I think that's so great, you know, because we always tell people they're to have unconditional love. And, you know, a lot of times I hear from clients, well, you know, I'm really trying. But they don't always know how to get there. And a spray like this could ease them into that aspect of unconditional love. So could you give us some information about that?
Yes, and this is something that I find so fascinating. You know, I'm very much in love with my work, if you can't tell.
I guess.
But I found out many years ago that love was not an emotion, and I was just really interested in that. And I eventually learned that love is an electromagnetic frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into shaman training, you're taught how to move your assemblage point. So what the assemblage point is the point at which you receive information from the greater cosmos. So most of us receive it through our head. You can move where you receive information from the greater universe to a different place in your body. And when you're experiencing the love frequency, it actually is your assemblage point becomes your heart.
Yeah.
So you can move your consciousness or your awareness away from your head, which is one way of receiving information, to your heart, and from that place you can extend energy. Now that's what love actually is. And that's why when people have a heart attack, they actually are having a broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a love-associated situation. going on. So love is an electromagnetic resonance energy. And this energy is natural in our world, and it is constantly being created. It is the energy from which this universe was created. So we can experience it if we can, and we all do it unconsciously, but when you go through certain training, you learn how to do it very consciously to move your assemblage point so that you can create certain frequencies to do certain levels of healing. So what this does, this frequency brings you immediately into where that is without you having to consciously take a class and learn to move your assemblage point. This brings you to a point at which you're in the frequency of electromagnetic energy that is how things were created. And what this does is it allows you to move emotions that no longer serve you. And it allows you to direct clear energy, clear, perfect creation energy to another without the interference pattern of your other assemblage points, of your mental constructs, because this is not mental. This is electromagnetic from the point in which the heart is. And this heart energy has been proven scientifically to extend all the way out into the galaxy from each of us individually. And there's a great deal of information about that on the internet that you can look at heartnet.com, and they talk about the energy from the heart and how this energy, what they're really talking about is love. I don't know that they make the connection, but I'm making the connection because it's very clear to me. And this helps us because most of us, we lack the ability to access love at any given moment because the other frequencies around us move us from love because they're mental. We're always thinking or we're in emotion all the time. And this energy is not emotion, nor is it thinking. This is the direct connection to the greater cosmos. And I have, in the book I just wrote on frequencies, I was able to get a wonderful quote from a professional psychic about her experience with this frequency. And if I may, I'd like to share it with you.
Sure, that would be great.
The frequency of love, she writes, this is her quote, the frequency of love helps me resonate with the universe and the creative aspect. It is a cure-all. It makes me vibrate with the universe, which is abundant in nature. Whenever I use this frequency, people cannot get enough of me. I seem to be in rhythm with most that I communicate with. It corrects the balances are not in harmony, and it draws what I need to me. It feels so good but not addicting. For the first time in my life, I have been given back my original power of attraction that has not been disrupted by the matrix. I shall never be without it now, for this has been restored to me. So many projects I'm creating just because of the creative principle in love. And this was written by Rain, who lives in Chicago and is a professional psychic who, in fact, will be on my show next week doing psychic readings. So on next Tuesday. But isn't that a wonderful experience that she's having? And she's another one who doesn't want to, she's taking bottle after bottle after bottle and doesn't want to stop taking it.
Right. I can attest that when you get one or two of these frequencies, only use, you know, what's been recommended because, you know, if you tend to, I sat up here one day and got so giddy. I was using like 5 to 6 of them at a time, and then when I went to try and get up, I couldn't get up off of the couch. So you want to get with a couple of them, work with them, experience them, let them regenerate within your body, work with them on calling them back into your existence, and then go to something, another frequency after you've experienced and worked with a while. Now, you may get to a point where you don't want to experience anything other than what you have, which is perfectly okay. But I will say that you have a wonderful assortment of frequencies. They are very complementary to one another. Let's just, maybe if you could just tell us what the big highlights, what the most frequently used ones are, because I know I use grounding and wealth and love and the ancestors, of course, you know, regularly. But what has your experience been with being a supplier?
I think there are three, and I don't think we're going to have time to talk about them today, but clarity, which I think you have used too. Clarity is something that almost everyone who has it loves it, because it really does, not only does it move brain fog and give you opportunity. In fact, I did a show yesterday with a young woman who is an accountant, and when she came up and against something that she hadn't been trained on, she just took a deep breath and reached into her purse and got out her clarity and sprayed it in her mouth, and within a few minutes she was moving along and she understood something she had not been trained to do and didn't understand. She allowed the frequency to bring her to understanding. And it's a balancing frequency, and it's electrical. It has an electromagnetic force that brings congruency and clear view. Especially helpful with brain fog. But that's one of the ones that I have found that most of us, because of diet and because of the frequencies of television and radio and our electronics, our telephones, our computers, there's a great deal of interference patterns around us. And clarity actually displaces those interference patterns and instead brings you to the human you were meant to be. So, you know, the human we were meant to be is a super person. It is a superpower. So I'm not saying that we're greater than who we are. It's that we've uncovered who we are. And in that clarity, all things become congruent. Where, you know, I have many people who, you know, after 45 or 50 years old, you know, they drive to a stop sign and they can't remember where they were going. So this is a very normal circumstance that many people are confronted with. It's not loss of memory, it's really brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain fog from the interference patterns, there are large cell towers all in neighborhoods all over the country. There's all kinds of electromagnetic things going on with our computers. We're holding phones up to our heads all day long. This is a very unnatural experience. And there are products for these purposes, but this product is specifically in any situation where there needs to be greater expansion of clear thought. This really moves it in such a way where you can clearly have the congruent experience you want to have. So that's one that is very often requested. Another that I recommend often is courage. I recommend courage because in the process, through the system of cleaning, clearing, and reconnecting, each step of the system removes layers of fear. The DNA activation removes layers of fear. The chakra cleansing removes layers of fear. The anger sphere removal removes layers of fear. The cord cutting, and then also the soul retrieval. And then when they come to you for their Akashic records, they have stepped to some degree outside of fear enough to have the experience. So they're not afraid to know who they are as much anymore. So they're more ready to receive. And I think courage is something that I give everyone, especially who's on their way to you. Not only because we live in a society where if you watch the news or listen to anything that's being broadcast, you could easily be frightened.
I know. Yeah. I just stopped with the cable. I just I don't watch it that often, so I just stopped it. And it's been about, at first, you know, I guess I was having withdrawals. I didn't watch it that often, but the mere fact that I can't go there and turn it on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now it's been 2 weeks, and I'm good. I feel really good about that. So I want to wrap up and allow people to know how to get the frequency waters. You know, of course, they can get them from me. I'm right here in Chicago in Hyde Park at Pathways to Light, 773-216-9882. But they can also go to your website.
Yes.
Correct.
They can go to www.ofthesun.org, ofthesun.org, www.ofthesun.org, and you can see an array of many frequency waters, and there are many, many more, but each one really deserves its own explanation. So we will, in the future, have some shows in the months that come that discuss some of the other ones. But I'm so pleased that you had this discussion with me today, because it allowed me to express love again to all of the energies that have made this possible.
Yes. That's wonderful. Well, I see, wrapping up, we have maybe 7 minutes. We didn't really get a chance to talk too much about the pyramids, but did you have anything that you wanted to briefly say about those? All of these things we will be carrying in our Soul Solution Radio store. Things, products that you hear about, we will be carrying them in the store, and which will be active within the next month. I hope to get it up within the next couple of weeks, actually. But, you know, we have all these different projects. Then you will be able to go on there, see the frequency waters, read them, and you'll be able to see we have these really neat things called connectors, pyramid connectors that you can have your own pyramid in your home, meditate within the pyramid. I can tell you we're going to do a show just on the pyramid and the energy that it projects, not only while you're sitting within the pyramid, but the energy that projects throughout the house. So do you have anything else to say about that, Lynn?
Yes, I do. I'm so excited about these. Would you tell them how big they are, and that aren't you using them next week for a class with DNA? And what, I mean, you've called me, some extraordinary things have happened with people having their DNA done on site with you under the pyramid. I think these are so exciting. I have had the opportunity to work with pyramids before. These are huge. Would you tell them about the size?
Well, these pyramids are constructed out of copper tubing, and they are 10 feet in diameter. And at the top of the pyramid, there is a quartz capstone, which actually helps in recycling the energy throughout the house. The pyramid at one time, for the last DNA session, I believe we had about 10 to 13 people in the pyramid. And
you mean laying on the floor under the pyramid?
Sitting, laying. Okay. Yeah. they were smushed into the pyramid. While we were doing DNA, and I want to tell you that the energy that comes forth through DNA is magnified almost 100 times. I mean, you're just in this envelope of healing energy. It's phenomenal. So I do regular meditations in the pyramid for groups. We also do, when I teach the healing sequences, here in sacred geometry, We do all of that work inside of the pyramid. So it's really, really, really great. I had a hard time getting people to leave. they just sprawled out. Yeah, but at some point I'm going to take some pictures and actually post them so people can see just the vastness or the largeness of the pyramid, post them on our blog talk show. I think we can do like upload a video or some slides and so that people can really see what we're talking about. But you have the ability, these pyramids are large enough to actually fit into, or your bed can fit around or inside of the pyramid.
You hang them, you attach it from the ceiling, and it's 10 feet in either direction. Is that correct?
Yes, you can lift it up and attach it via the ceiling. I have had some of my clients have come over here with futons and actually laid inside the pyramid. So if you want more information about the pyramids or the connectors, don't hesitate to give me a call. The number is 773-216-9882. That's for Ellie. And, Leota, why don't you give them your number, too, because they can reach you as well.
Yes, I'm at 203-308-6832. And my website where you can see and interact with the frequency waters is at www.ofthesun.org, and that is the right place to go to learn more and to choose between many of the frequency waters that you may not have heard about today. So, Ellie, I wanted to, just before we go, I know we're about to wrap up, I wanted you to share a little bit about the healing work you do under the pyramids because it's so interesting and so effective.
Yes. Well, we do a variety of things. I teach a vibrational healing course, and in that healing sequence, we are using sacred geometry to balance out the body, to remove blockages, to work with emotional release, and all of that is amplified in the pyramid. And what's really nice about this work is when we are working on an individual, it's not only the client that's getting the healing, but of course the healer gets the healing as well. You know, some aspect of who's showing up in front of you is a mirror image of you. And so you definitely benefit. And I will tell you, the last class I had up here, I think we had 10 students, and the table, it was so hot. It was so warm in this house. You know, it was cold outside, but I didn't have any heat on because of the heat that's generated while everybody was actually working, and it was intensified by the pyramid. So it's truly a remarkable healing tool for anybody that does any type of body work. So that just kind of wraps that up. If you want more information about the pyramid or the vibrational healing classes, you can go to www.pathways2light.org, or feel free to give me a call at 773-216-9882. We do classes in person here, and I also have a virtual classroom that you can participate in the classes via internet. So that wraps that up.
Thank you so much, Ellie. I love this collaboration. I'm so happy that you exist and that I'm in your life.
I am too. Same here. I want to thank all of the callers that called in to listen, and all of the people who came on the chat line to listen to the show. We appreciate you. God bless. Peace.
Okay, you there?
Hold on.